There are not, and never have thought there were. So it was a good win. We'll learn a lot from the film. There's some good things, certainly some things we can correct. Some mistakes, bad decision and throw on the interception, gave them a touchdown. I pulled out on a snap early under center, caused that fumble, and then Manny had the low one on the shotgun play down there. So three turnovers was tough, and then had some things that just didn't execute as well. But some good things as well, and we can learn from. And that's what we have to do. Yeah, no, I'm not. Not concerned. I don't, not necessarily, no. So, what's the question? I didn't know that. I can't say that's a, I mean, you're basing it off what, two? Yeah, I mean, I can't say that I don't go after them. I don't think I can get them, I guess. So I'd be careful generalizing, how I approach fumbled snaps off two plays. Yeah. Oh, I don't think I can get them. Well, I don't know who's, if y'all are writing that or who's saying that, I guess. But, certainly I think it does motivate the opponent when they're hearing that all week. Jacksonville, they did a lot of good things on film, and it's what we expected, and they did a lot of good things today. And they play hard. They can create problems for you. On the defensive standpoint, and they did some of those things today, and our execution at times wasn't as sharp. So, if anything, I think it probably helps, them probably get a little more fired up. For us, it's business as usual, and it's about executing every single week. And just at times today, we weren't quite as sharp. Yeah, I couldn't remember what he said. So, yeah, no flag, so not much to it. Yeah, I'm okay.
Part and parcel of being an outstanding team is that there is a lot of hype and there is a lot of noise, and whether it was the Baltimore rematch or the Manning brother game or the big point spread, how do you think this team's handled all the attention?
Yeah. I think we've handled it pretty well. I mean, I think we've practiced well each week. We had a good week of practice this week, and certainly started out, well, up 14-0, and then just hit a little lull there. And it's hard. Football's hard. I mean, sometimes you score a lot of points, and people take it for granted. And I think even people in your own building can take it for granted. It's not easy to win football games. So. I learned long ago, never take winning, for granted. And and sometimes you have to remind even your own players that it's tough to win in the NFL. You got good football players, teams with a lot of pride, a lot of professionalism. And so we appreciate this win. But I think we have handled it pretty well. I kind of base it on how you practice. I think usually if you have a bad week of practice, that kind of means you're not going to play well. But we have practiced pretty well. And some Sundays you're a little sharper than others. Certainly last Sunday we were very sharp on offense, and maybe not as sharp on defense. I thought defensively today they did a great job creating some huge turnovers, which we needed, and had a huge play on special teams, which we needed as well. Yeah, I think the good thing about this game today is that we will, come in tomorrow and meet with the coaches and really try to correct the mistakes from this game. And we got some injuries that we got to wait and see on. So I think we'll use tonight and tomorrow to kind of clean up this Jacksonville game and, start on the next opponent, later on in the week.
Maybe after you guys went up 14-0, did you feel the focus was
Yeah, I think our focus is there. I mean, sometimes, I mean, you could, I guess, you know, when you don't have a good drive, you could point to anything. I've never noticed a lack of focus. So the execution wasn't as sharp. You know, I wasn't as sharp on a couple of decisions. Certainly on the interception was just a bad decision, just a complete force. And, the fumbled snap, it was a mental error on my part. And then, but there were some good drives in there, in that second half coming out of halftime that were better. But, certainly, I guess after 14-0, there were some things that we didn't do well. But Jacksonville did some things that made it tough for us. They had some good defensive plays on first and second down, which put us in some third and longs, and, had to throw short or, whatever the reason was, weren't able to convert it. So got to give them credit as well. Well, I mean, it's a pretty good example of versatility with Coop coming in at right guard and Lou going to right tackle. So we obviously have our fingers crossed for Orlando, and you hate to see that, but you got to go play. You got to go out there. So I think Coop has been hungry to get out there. He's worked real hard to get healthy, and then pretty good versatility by Vasquez going to right tackle. Yeah, you never know how a defense is going to play. There were at times that Jacksonville, sat back and had to go underneath. Were able to get down the field late with a couple of, down the sideline throws to DT, which we needed. We needed some bigger plays at that point. But they sat back a decent amount of the game, and you had to take some of the stuff underneath. Yeah, Noshon was huge. His red zone running was huge, and then I thought our running game got going a little bit better in the second half, and had better first and second down production. And then he caught the ball well. We had a couple of incompletions on first down, which that's been kind of rare for us. We've been really good on the first, second down completions, and talking about staying in phase. And so we had some first and second down incompletions, which made it a little tougher for us on third down. But Noshon was awesome, especially down there in the red zone.
Okay, Walker, hey, guys, when do you personally start thinking about
Indy? Like I said, with this game today, we need to come in tomorrow and grade this film and correct some things. Have some things that we have to correct. We have to see where we are physically. We got to see who our right tackle is. I thought Adam did a good job calling plays with Vasquez. I'm not sure if he's ever played right tackle before. It kind of changes the way I think about audibles and things like that when you got a new right tackle. So, I don't know. Tuesday, I guess, probably. It's kind of like I do any other opponent. Yeah, I'll probably cover all that. What, Wednesday? Do I have to talk Wednesday still? Okay, so I'll do all that Wednesday. I'm going to enjoy this victory, and we'll be ready to play come rest of the week.
Was that the first time you were on the football field with Todd Helton?
Todd's been when I played for the Colts, every time we came out to Denver, Todd always came to the games, and so I'd see him out in pregame, and so it was good to see him down there. It was an awesome reception that he received before the game, and great classy move by the Broncos honoring a true Colorado legend. And I know I just checked my phone, and Todd sent me a text. He was appreciative of the tribute, and he certainly deserves it. I thought the fans were awesome, kind of honoring him. And that was a pretty cool thing to see.